Support for this KQED podcast comes from ACT, presenting Let There Be Love, a moving and comic drama about how an aging father and equally headstrong daughter find one another. Opens April 8th at the Geary Theater, act-sf.org.
Good morning. I'm Queenie Kim, and this is the California Report. It looks like we're going to vote on a proposition next year to raise the minimum wage across the state. One of California's largest healthcare unions, SEIU, United Healthcare Workers West, submitted an initiative yesterday to raise the minimum wage to $15 an hour by 2021. And that also includes increases for inflation. The SEIU still has to collect signatures to get that proposition onto the ballot, but it's expected to do so. And once it does, business groups are also expected to fight it. The California Public Utilities Commission's mission is to serve the public interest by protecting consumers from the utility companies it regulates. But a former CPUC president and some commission members are facing allegations that they were more interested in protecting the companies at the expense of consumers. Yesterday in Sacramento, two bills aimed at curbing the power of the commission passed in committee. The bills would limit the power of the CPUC president and set guidelines on private contact between the commission and the energy companies it regulates. Here's Bay Area Senator Jerry Hill.
The presidency has become a one-stop shop for political favors.
Watchdog groups questioned the actions of the commission's former president after an equipment failure led to the closure of the San Onofre nuclear plant in San Diego County. In that case, it was the ratepayers, not Southern California Edison, that got stuck with most of the multi-billion dollar tab to close the plant down. KPBS reporter Amitha Sharma brings us this report.
Former PUC President Michael Peavy was still a powerful bureaucrat, unaccustomed to being challenged during this hearing last May at the agency he headed for a dozen years.
I'm not here to answer your questions.
But former San Diego City Attorney Mike Aguirre wanted to know just how did the PUC reach a $4.7 billion settlement that put ratepayers on the hook for most of the shutdown costs of San Onofre with little public input. So Aguirre asked Peavy how many times he had talked privately with executives from San Onofre's majority owner, Southern California Edison. Peavy, a former Edison executive himself, wasn't having it.
I'm not here to answer your goddamn questions. Now shut up. Shut up.
Hindsight has brought clarity on Peavy's outburst for Aguirre.
He really blew up, and of course now we know why.
Just 1 year earlier, Peavy met with an Edison executive at the opulent Hotel Bristol in Warsaw, Poland. At the time, the PUC had promised to launch an investigation into who was responsible for an equipment failure that led to a small radiation leak at San Onofre and whether customers should still foot the bill for a plant that was no longer generating electricity. The start of those talks put an end to that investigation. That decision was a mistake, Aguirre says. He now represents ratepayers and says there was plenty to investigate. Records show Edison knew there were concerns about design flaws with the new steam generators at the plant before deploying them. A radiation leak in one of those generators in 2012 ultimately forced the plant's shutdown. Nuclear safety experts say Edison also failed to go through the proper licensing process with federal regulators to install the new equipment. And documents show Edison never got permission from the PUC to permanently put into customer rates the costs of the new $700 million generators. Taken together, Aguirre says the facts scream for accountability.
This is one of the biggest white-collar crimes ever.
The secret talks in Poland that ended the investigation only came to light nearly 2 years later after state investigators found notes about San Onofre's defective steam generators on Hotel Bristol stationery during a search of Peavy's home in January. Those notes have now been released. PUC officials and utility executives are the target of both federal and state probes for alleged conspiracy and possible obstruction of justice. Edison declined to be interviewed for the piece, but spokeswoman Maureen Brown said the company started revising its rules last year for private contacts with public utilities commissioners. The company now requires approval from its lawyers before an employee can communicate with the PUC about a pending matter. All told, PUC officials had scores of private meetings and other contact with executives at Edison and minority owner San Diego Gas and Electric about San Onofre since the Poland talks. Democratic State Senator Jerry Hill says the Poland conversation and the subsequent private meetings undercut the legitimacy of the San Onofre settlement.
I mean, when the commissioners are making billion-dollar deals with utilities behind those closed doors, it's hard for them to say that the public is served. The ratepayers are victims here. They shouldn't be the ones that have to pay for the mistakes of the utility. I think it throws into question the agreement completely.
Attempts to reach Peavy were unsuccessful. He resigned his post last year after private emails surfaced showing him in close communication with Pacific Gas and Electric, a company he was charged with regulating. The contact showed Peavy giving the company PR counsel following a criminal indictment over the 2010 San Bruno gas explosion that killed 8 people. In San Diego, resignation has set in for many ratepayers.
What are you going to do? We're slaves to the utility industry.
Patrick Quinn is the owner of Sorrentino's Pizzeria in San Diego.
Where are we going to get accountability? The steam generators, and why do they fail? Those are simple questions that should be asked.
As for ratepayer attorney Mike Aguirre, he's still trying to get the settlement set aside. A federal judge tossed out a suit 2 weeks ago, and now he's considering whether to appeal. For the California Report, I'm Amita Sharma in San Diego.
And that's the California Report for Tuesday, April 28th, a production of KQED Public Radio. I'm Quina Kim. This is the California Report.
Support for the California Report comes from Bracamontes and Velocic PC, San Francisco trial lawyers protecting the injured and wrongfully terminated, fighting for tenants' rights. BVLawSF.com. Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org. And the California Endowment, working to achieve health and justice for all. Learn more at calendow.org.